Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, June 3rd. We're back, and we're in our new studios, Jen.
Listen to that sound quality.
You like it?
Yeah, I can hear a difference. Wow. Yeah.
It's the good microphones. I took them from the other studio.
Yeah.
I kind of stole them.
Great.
Because we had three studios before. Now I consolidated into one, so we get to use the top equipment.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so, like, resonant. I want to do, like, ASMR. Just be like...
What does that mean?
Like ASMR is like those audio, there's usually a video with it, and it'll be somebody like mixing a meatloaf with eggs in the meat, and it'll just have them like,
oh yeah, 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 like, yeah. They do sound effects and shit, right?
Not even a sound effect, it's just they go real close in on the sound of it, right. Itself, yeah,
right. And then it sounds like there's a monster or something, or things coming out of,
well, some people just really like ASMR. There's ASMR fetish. But there's also people who, I don't know what it's called, but people who have a certain auditory intake where they can't stand the sound of certain things.
Really?
Yeah. It bothers them.
Learn something new every day.
Totally. Like the sound of a rustling bag. It makes their skin crawl.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I feel when somebody's flipping through pages. I just got chills thinking of it. When someone's flipping through pages of something and they rub the page in between their fingers and it makes that kind of like rubber sound. It makes me sick to my stomach.
I never even heard that sound.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it's the worst. That and like unpacking something in styrofoam.
Yeah, when it makes that squeaking
noise. Ooh.
Really? It makes you crazy?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's
every hair is like standing up right now. I hate it.
Okay, don't think about it. Then, Wow. That's pretty funny, you know?
There's no sounds that creep you out?
I'm trying to think about it. Not really.
Nails on a chalkboard is a standard that really bothers people. Yeah. That doesn't bother me at all.
I even saw like they showed a video of, of fingers on, and I'm like, oh, you know?
Yeah, don't do it.
It didn't even make a sound. You know? Yeah. Well, it's been a long week for me, you know? I mean, I've been like busy and stuff. How was your Memorial Day? Was it nice?
I had the day off. I had an impromptu kind of week off. I haven't really had any work this week, which has been amazing.
Right.
I mean, there's, when you're an actor, there's always like you're constantly looking for stuff to book or write or whatever. So with class stuff and work in that sense, yeah. But I have had no day job stuff this week, and it's been amazing. I've definitely indulged in probably too much TV. Uh-huh. I watched some great stuff. I watched Chernobyl, which was great. If you haven't seen it.
No, never seen it.
It's awesome. Man, I don't even know what I've watched. I watched The Departed because I've only seen that in bits and pieces.
Yeah.
It's Matt Damon, Leo DiCaprio.
Right. The Scorsese movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never saw it. Or I did see it, but I fell asleep during it. So
yeah.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, know? Scorsese movies sometimes... I find that his most recent films have kind of been like that for me, but I mean, he's a fantastic filmmaker.
He is, you know, and I don't, that's not to say the movie's not good. I was just tired that night.
Sure,
But when you like fall asleep during a movie, you usually end up with, you know, you leave and you go, oh, that's a shitty movie, you know?
Sure.
And that's what I do. It happened to me a few times. But
yeah, I mean, I fell asleep during The Irishman 4 times.
Really?
I still haven't made it through. Every time I made it a little bit further, I couldn't make it.
I know. I couldn't get into it either. And I wanted to, you know?
I wanted to. They I watched so it much 4 times. It. Yeah.
You know? 4 times.
Four times, God. Yeah.
And every time you got a little farther in it or what?
A little bit farther, yeah. And then I'd wake up and I'd see, I always like saw the last like 5 minutes.
Mm.
like the last five. My friend actually took a picture of me. I fell asleep. I was at her house. Her mom was there too. And her mom and I both fell asleep. My friend watched the whole thing by herself. But yeah, she took a picture of me, like my mouth hanging open, completely having fallen asleep.
So you like to watch the end of the movie first or what?
No, it just, no? I fell asleep and woke up at the end.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. I don't remember who was it that told me they like to, when they read a book, they got to see the ending first.
Yeah.
I'm like, how can you read like that? You know,
some people like the buildup of a story to find out the end, and some people need the punchline to intrigue them so that they can go back and then read about the journey.
That's true. Yeah.
It depends who you're talking to.
Right. But then, you know, when there's twists and stuff, it doesn't really mean anything. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big part of storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, true. It's like there's no way. I can't think of any story I'd want to read the ending first, you know?
Mm.
I mean, I just don't. I don't think it's enjoyable, but what do I know, right?
I mean, we all knew the ending of Titanic and it had incredible box office sales. I feel like when someone's telling me a story, I want you to give me the punchline. I just want the baseline to tune in. I need my dopamine spiked. I need you to okay, here's what's going on. Okay, great. Now I'm in tune. And then you can tell me all the details of what happened. I have to do that with my mom. If I start talking to my mom, she starts tuning me out completely. And then she's And I'm like, you're not even listening.
Yeah,
she's like, yeah, I am listening. And then she'll say like one word of the last sentence that I said, so it sounds like she was paying attention. Right. But when I hit her with a punchline, she goes, wait a minute. Yeah. And then her attention is fully on me and she's ready to tune in.
Yeah. I know that happens. You know, I talk to my friends and they're on their computer. I'm on my iPad and we're talking. You know, it's like, I think we've gotten accustomed to doing too many things at once, you know?
Yes.
And you can't just sit on the phone and stare at the ceiling while you're talking, you know?
No, I have to do dishes. I have to do so many things.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, with dishes, you can still focus on the conversation, which is nice.
Yeah.
But when you're on a computer and you start reading something, you're like,
Yeah, definitely.
And so, you know, everybody does it that I know, you know?
I know.
So,
I also find that our brains have been so, I mean, they were talking about this 10 years ago with the generations that grew up with computers and how much different our brains think than generations who grew up without computers.
Right.
And then there's also a difference in the generations that grew up without computers and how their brains are adapting now to living with computers. And they basically said that when you grow up with computers, you kind of program your mind to have ADD or ADHD in a lot of ways because, you know, you have five tabs open on there and then you're playing a game over here. And, you know, you're switching back and forth and now you have your phone in your hand. And I mean, I'm very rarely just doing things on my computer. I'm usually doing things on my computer and my phone. And sometimes I'm looking up something on my phone so that I don't have to click out of the screen that's on my computer. So there's just a lot. We've programmed ourselves to have a lot going on and be constantly moving and constantly in a state of multitasking that when we have to sit down and have a phone conversation, I have ants in my
pants. That's true, man. Yeah. You know, it's really like that. I can't believe we've come to this point, you know?
Yeah.
As a society, you know?
It's amazing in a lot of ways because we have pretty much all the information we could ever ask for at our fingertips, but...
Right.
Yeah.
But the social component of it is kind of like left by the wayside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't really like it, but what are you going to do? It's too late now, you know? I mean,
yeah.
We've become totally connected, you know?
Yeah. I think the world will have to crash pretty bad for that part to go away.
Yeah.
We'll have to become full apocalypse. Like,
yeah. Well, don't talk about that. A pandemic was enough shit. You know, talking about that, did you notice how suddenly it's gone? I mean, the virus is gone, you know? It's like people are walking outside, no masks anymore, which is fine with me. But when you think about it, half the country is still not vaccinated. How did this thing disappear? Like zero deaths, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I talk to friends and stuff, and there's no... You know, we talk about it, and there's no clear answer. It's like you go, what's going on here, you know?
Yeah, what is going on
here? And, you know, like Dr. Fauci now is, I think he's going to end up as a criminal against humanity. I really do. Because they started to find out how connected he was to the Chinese lab.
And now that he's starting, the virus.
And now he's starting to admit things that that he was there. And they had been working on what they call gain of function, which is they take a virus and they make it more lethal, even though there could be a pandemic from it. That's pretty much it.
And so what are they? What is the point on doing that?
I don't know. I don't understand that. You know, okay. Scientists are crazy, you know. Go figure out what the hell are you doing that for.
Yeah.
You know. So, and you'll read it. I mean, look, the thing is, this was like a conspiracy theory, but now the president has ordered an investigation into it, you know. So the FBI and everything. So everybody's now talking about it. And look what Fauci says now. He says, so, you know, I mean, people are pissed with China and stuff because, I mean, I think it was released on purpose. But for now, people are saying it probably leaked and the Chinese are covering up, you know. And you can tell because they're being very belligerent now. You know, they're like threatening, like not really a war and stuff, but or maybe they are. You know, I mean, I read a quote from a newspaper that's backed by the Communist Party. You know, so I don't know what's going on, but look what Fauci says. It says he says don't be accusatory with China on coronavirus investigation. It's like, why do you care? You know, you're an American. You should be on our side, you know.
I mean, I don't know if him just saying, like, don't blame them is him not being on our side. I think it's just a different take on it.
Yeah, but why would he be on that side when he's trying to say that it's not, you know, that they, well, I forgot what I was trying to say. Never mind. It's too complicated.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I hear what you're saying, you know.
Sure.
But the thing is, there's too many questions to him. And they're saying he was thanked last year by the funder of the Wuhan research for dispelling lab leak theory. So they thanked him for it, you know. And so I don't know where this is going, you know, but... not a lot of people like him these days. He doesn't seem to have a lot of friends.
My take on everything is that yes, there are a lot of conspiracy theories, and yes, a lot of them are true. I think that's totally possible. But I also think that anything's possible, and I think that whatever the truth is, we may never know, and most likely will never actually be told. Even if Biden's investigation finds all the truths that do happen, I doubt that all of it will be divulged to us.
Well, maybe not, but I mean the essence of it will be, and somebody's going to pay for it, you know. I don't know who, but somehow, you know, you can't let people get away with this. And this was either negligence or deliberate, whatever it was. I mean, look how quickly China recovered from this, you know. And so people are saying, well, yeah, but they had sick people that are dying. But China doesn't care about that much. And it has a bad human rights record at all. You know, I mean, they make people disappear. I don't know if you remember when the pandemic first started, there was a woman and a man that were talking about this and they disappeared. You know, Chinese people. And they disappeared. So... I wouldn't put it beyond them, you know, especially when the Chinese are so preoccupied with being the world leader. And they do it in many different ways. But, you know, again, I don't have any proof to say they did it on purpose. But nevertheless, I mean, why? You see, you're saying, like, why would they even pursue researching this, right? Like,
no,
a virus,
I think
a virus
totally
that would be... No, but you said you didn't know why they would do a gain of function on a virus. Why would they try to make it more lethal, right? You said you didn't understand why.
Well, I have some theories. I was just asking if you knew. I mean, I think they do it just to test how the virus moves in different states and things like that. The same for when they make weaker strains of it to see how it still affects people at its weakest. Right. Or it's most mutated. That's my best guess.
Okay, I respect that, you know, but I think that If you know that you're risking a pandemic, you have to be a little more careful than just playing around with fucking viruses, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, this thing has brought the world to its knees. I can't believe how it's affected so many people, everybody I talk to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are not working, out of business, mentally stressed out completely. You know, not to mention all the deaths.
Yeah.
I know I am. I'm totally like stressed out by this thing by now, you know? So we'll see. They're opening up California in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Let's see what that means, you know?
Yeah.
But we went out last night, and like I said, we went to dinner with my brother and his wife, and nobody was wearing masks, you know? So
at the table or?
Well, at the table too, but also people walking in and stuff, you know?
Mm.
It was outside, but still they say keep a mask on. Well, I mean, before that, you'd see people just walking around with masks, even when they're not around people, you know, like, I mean, I still see that, but what I don't understand is when someone's totally alone on the street, what's the point, you know?
Yeah. I don't wear one when I'm alone on the street.
Right.
Yeah.
So people are like, you know, I don't know, but, again, you know, I mean, you have to ask yourself, what does a virus have like an expiration date or something? I mean, we really need explanations on this, you know.
Yeah,
how
I mean,
possible.
Also, just the whole not wearing a mask anymore thing, for me, it becomes like, what's next? You know, like, what could be next? What could be a mutation? I'm also, it's such a sense of security at this point.
Right.
It's going to be quite an adjustment to walk around without one. I almost can't even imagine how life was before, walking around with no masks, like going into a Target, going into the grocery store, not having a mask on. Like, that seems like insanity at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, what's happening here? Who's, okay, that's not good. It's not very good.
Uh-oh, what happened?
What I see happening here? Hold on just a second here for me. Okay. Anyway, yeah, and you're concerned about germs anyway. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? So maybe you're overreacting a little bit, but you'd rather be on the safe side.
I mean, am I overreacting?
No,
like,
I don't know.
We just got out of a pandemic that killed a lot of people. And
I know, but, you know, I mean, some people are not saying they're going to stay with masks. I mean, it gives you a sense of security. I mean, it has for me too, but I feel it's sort of like.
And I also haven't had a cold in over a year.
Yeah. No, that's what people are saying, but I never would get sick anyway, you know? I mean, I don't know, you know, getting the cold or whatever. And
I mean, I mentioned this before. I used to get sick in New York all the time.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I was sick every couple of months.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Because you were around, all the junk.
Yeah, everyone just
junk.
Touching everything and coughing and licking their fingers and eating on the subway and, ew.
Oh, man. There's a lot of crime in New York lately, you know?
Yeah, there is.
I mean, I'm reading the Post, and it's like every day there's like hate crimes against Asians. And
yeah, like whatever people think China has, their whatever amount of hand in the pot people think China has about the coronavirus or their responsibility in it, like just leave Asian Americans alone. Leave people who live here alone. Like, there's no reason to go beat up an 80-year-old woman.
Right, exactly. Especially when most of them are probably the ones that get like beat up and stuff may not necessarily even be Chinese, you know? It's just like they go
they find
after
any Asian person.
Any Asian, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really worrisome, you know, and the anti-Semitism and everything. It's like all over the place, you know?
All over.
So I don't know, but we're not united.
We're not united.
We're
the least united. I saw, what did it say? It said take however many billion people that live in America who all have completely opposing ideas of what's right and wrong and just put them all in one place and call it America.
Yeah.
Like, that's very true.
Yeah. But I mean, there's many countries like that, you know, but I think the pandemic has made it harder for many people, you know, and the people take sides and everything. But and also things have gotten a lot. I mean, politics have become more mainstream. You know, it used to be where a lot of people didn't care about politics.
Yeah.
Now everybody's got an opinion. You know?
Definitely. I think that's social media, too.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
I don't know anyone who really gets their news from the news on the television.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Except me. I get it from newspapers.
But yeah, newspapers are legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TV, I barely watch TV, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of movies on aliens and UFOs now. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I just watched Arrival.
Oh, yeah? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I've seen it. You know, it wasn't that great. But
no, it's not going to win.
Yeah.
Win a thing. But it was nice. I like Amy Adams. She's good.
Yeah, she is. I'm watching a movie called Out of Time, and that involves time travel in addition to aliens.
Yeah.
So these aliens take on, like, they'll catch a human or something and then become them.
Oh, you know? Yikes.
Yeah, so it's a different person every time.
Yeesh.
And this detective from the 50s arrives in the present, you know, and he connects with this woman detective during present time, and they try to catch those people, or those aliens, you know. So I like that kind of stuff, you know, although I don't believe in UFOs, but now they're starting to reveal, you know, all these documents about pilots seeing UFOs and shit. Have you heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like now they're releasing investigations and stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of videos that used to go up on YouTube that were taken down pretty much within a couple of hours by an anonymous source.
Really?
Which was really interesting, yeah. Mm. Stuff about Bigfoot is also taken down weirdly, yeah.
But they're saying, you know, I don't know how it's possible, but they're saying like they're seeing objects that move in a way that ignores gravity, you know, and you go, what the hell, you know?
Yeah.
How's that possible? I mean,
look, I think to think we're a speck of dust in our entire solar system.
The universe completely, yeah.
You know, like we're absolutely nothing, and to think that we would be the only life form in all of that, I think is elitist mentality.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is this, is that if we never meet anybody or we never find any life, we might as well be alone, you know? I mean, because it doesn't matter if there's somebody somewhere else, we're never going to know, you know?
That's true, but I think to deny the possibility that it's possible.
Yeah, but that's just a thought experiment, you know? I mean,
I guess.
You know, I don't know. Until I see something with my own eyes, I don't believe it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fair. That's fair.
But you have to wonder, you know, I mean, really, how in this evolution, you know, like 14 billion years since the Big Bang, how is that possible? You know, I mean, the distances are like incomprehensible. You can't even imagine those distances, you know?
I mean, there's probably life forms with less evolved intelligence than us, and there's probably life forms with farther intelligence than us.
No, absolutely. But I don't think anybody's figured out yet how to travel that far, you know? I mean, again, it's like light years, you know?
Yeah.
Light years. And that's the speed of light, you know? That, as far as we know, nothing goes faster than light. So imagine the distance that light goes in a year.
Yeah.
It's you can't even comprehend something like that, you know?
It's pretty insane to think about space and
I know. So it'd be really weird if we did discover UFOs and aliens and shit like that. You know?
I think it'd be pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, with all our imagination, there's been like a million movies made about this stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
I'm taking my cats and I'm going with them.
Yeah. Please take me away.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny. But I liked one of my favorite ones is, I think my favorite one is Close Encounters of the Third Kind. You know, have you ever seen that movie?
I think I have.
It's a Spielberg movie. It came out before E.T. E.T. was kind of like a continuing part of it, but that was a part where you gotta watch that movie. It's like you can't not. It's
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, it's a classic, you know.
Oh, Terry Garr, I love her.
Yeah, where's she been all these years?
Oh my gosh, when I was a kid, one of my favorite movies was Mom and Dad Save the World, and she's in that. It was
really?
Such a good movie.
She used to be in a lot of movies during her
time.
Yeah, she's probably very old now. I don't know, probably 70 something. Let's see. I wonder what she looks like these days. But some people look really good, you know, in their 70s. It's
She's
unbelievable.
76.
Yeah.
She looks like her, pretty much.
Yeah, I wouldn't recognize her. She gained quite a bit of weight. But, well, you know, another one that is unrecognizable is Kathleen Turner, you know.
Mm.
She's changed quite a bit. And then there's people that change because of surgery, you know. Sometimes you look at a face and you go, I wouldn't know it's them, you know.
Yeah, I think that changes people sometimes more than age.
Right.
Just because you're reconstructing bone structure.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. But you know what? I have to tell you, I saw a picture of, I don't know if I told you this, saw a picture of Pierce Brosnan, you know, and he was a James Bond. He was Remington Steele before that on TV, and very handsome. So they show a picture of him with his wife when they were young and beautiful, right? Like in Cancun or something, I don't know. And then they're showing a picture of them now kissing. They're both overweight. You know, they're both like, well, you can't really see, it's from the side, but you can see she's gained a lot of weight, but they're kissing and they seem to be in love, you know. And I'm saying, you know, and it's like, I guess when you love someone, you can grow together and you grow closer, you know, and the physical part doesn't matter that much.
Yeah, I don't think it necessarily does. And, you know, I guess to a lot of people, weight isn't, fat phobia doesn't extend to everybody.
Right. But it's not just that. I mean, by any means, I'm just saying about getting old, you know, nobody gets old as, you know, well, some people get old very nice, but I mean, once you start hitting your 70s and stuff, you know. So,
yeah, I mean
that goes with old age. You have to accept it, and that's it for me.
Yeah,
I haven't accepted
it
yet, you know. Yeah, exactly, you know.
I mean, that's never easy as
well. You got to accept aging. I'm still fighting it.
Yeah, so many people are.
Yeah.
Let's see, where's she from?
I forgot her name, but
her name is Keely Shane Smith.
No, I never knew her when they met or when they were together, so I don't know.
Yeah, but she's beautiful, though.
Yeah?
I think so.
Do they have a picture of her now?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
They look nice together. They look happy.
That's not a very recent picture, is it? I mean, he looks much older now.
Let's see.
He's very handsome. I mean, I thought he was one of the best James Bonds, you know.
Mm.
And he's in a lot of movies, too. I like his movies.
There's rumors that, what's his name, from Bridgerton, that he's going to be the new James Bond.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
What's his name, Regé Jean Page? I don't know how to say his name. Regé Jean.
Is he British?
Yeah.
Too? Yeah.
He's handsome, though.
Mm. Well, James Bond has to be handsome.
Has to be, right?
Right.
That guy.
Part of the character. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, they're also considered the woman to be James Bond, too. I don't know how that would work, but
I think, like, Angelina Jolie could probably pull that off. You know, like, if you've ever seen her in Wanted, she was great in that. She was very, like,
but you have to understand, James Bond is a man, like, in the stories, I think he's in his 30s or 40s.
Mm.
So that's why, you know, they retire all the older James Bonds. I mean, what's his name? Daniel Craig now.
He was like the oldest Bond, I think.
Right. I think he's like, what, 58 or something now?
Yeah.
And then they put him with the young 20-year-old girls, you know? So it's like,
it doesn't age well.
No, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't look right, you know? I mean, they always get those 20-year-olds, you know. It's like, come on, man. You know, I mean, she could be his daughter, you know. But that's part of the movie, I guess. And they let them, you know, I mean, they stay while they're aging and stuff. But, you know, I mean, he can't pass for early 40s by any means, you know.
No, they got to get a spring chicken.
Yeah, they do. So
yeah,
I think that's his last movie. And I think he just made the last one. They postponed it because of the pandemic, so we'll see when that one comes
postpone everything.
Out. I know.
Pain in my butt.
People started going to the movies, though, and they're saying it's cool, you know.
AMC was up 95% yesterday.
Yeah, and that's not thanks to anything other than speculation on Reddit, you know.
Yeah.
People are just pushing it up and down based on nothing. It's just gambling, man.
Yeah.
Because the company is not profitable at all. I mean, they were about to go out of business, you know. Nobody's going to the movies. So, yeah, and GameStop, too, you know, the same shit. You know?
Yeah, totally.
So, but I'm out of the market. I mean, fuck it. You know, this crypto shit made me crazy.
Do you think that it's, and I'm asking this completely naively because I don't know, but I feel like a company like AMC that's been around for so long and that has so many theaters, I feel like it would be hard to go out of business in a year and a half. Like, they'd have a little more cushion or something. Is that not right?
Well, they could be losing money for years before that, though, you know?
It's true.
You know, because, I mean, movie theaters were not doing well before either.
Mm.
You know, now it's just sort of like the last nail in the coffin, you know? So.
That makes sense.
But, yeah, you know, so they have to get creative. I mean, suddenly, like, the executives are there. Oh, my company's worth a lot. What are we going to do with it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, imagine, you know, being rich just from nothing, man. I mean, it's like,
I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
You have nothing to do with it.
I'm very ready for that.
So it's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know. I don't know if I'd go back to the movies, you know? I might.
I love
it. I know. I love it too, you know? It just that, yeah, I don't know.
It's always such a good nap in the theaters.
It is. Plus, it's nice to see the first run movie, you know, and it's like, and you're with people and stuff. I mean, there's something to be said for that.
Definitely.
You know? Especially with comedies, you know. Comedies I like to watch in the theater.
Yeah. Horror, I like to watch on a big screen, but I hate watching with a lot of people because everyone's like screaming before anything actually happens. I'm like, you're ruining it. But comedies are great. Like, I remember I saw, what did I see? I remember seeing Superbad the first time, and I saw it by myself, and I was like, eh, this is okay. And then I saw it, my sister and a bunch of friends were all going, and they were like, come on, just go. We'll buy your ticket. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll go. And then I had so much fun watching it because I was with other people, and it makes things funnier sometimes. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I haven't seen a good comedy in a long time, I got to tell you, you know?
Mm.
I mean, I miss the times when Eddie Murphy was great and, you know, some of the better ones, you know. I mean, Jim Carrey hasn't had a good movie in a while, you know.
Mm.
Right?
I don't know what his last movie. I don't know.
He's very funny. He's very funny.
Very funny. You know? But he's kind of had so much revelation.
Yeah.
And I think he's probably more of a serious film person now.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Definitely. He's a fantastic serious actor.
What did he play in that was serious?
Truman Show. Have you seen Truman Show?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
But that's not a serious. I mean, it was a comedy too, wasn't it?
Oh my God.
I mean, it wasn't as big a comedy, but it was.
Oh my God, I'm blanking out. What's his name? He just said it a second ago.
Jim Carrey,
yeah.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
It's okay.
So, Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah, I remember. That's true. That was a really serious movie. Yeah, it was a long time ago, though, right?
Yeah.
Is that with Jennifer Lawrence, or am I confusing it with another movie?
That's Kate Winslet.
Oh, Kate Winslet was in it.
Yeah, I think Sonic the Hedgehog was one of his most recent.
Oh, did he do the voice?
Yeah, in 2020.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Well, you know, we could use some more like. What was the one with where he was God? Oh, Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Bruce was funny.
That was funny.
And Liar Liar.
Let's see. Yeah, Bruce Almighty. He was on Saturday Night Live. Kidding? I don't know what that is. He played Jeff Pickles.
Jeff Pickles?
Yeah.
In what movie?
It's called Kidding.
Oh, Kidding?
I've never heard of it.
I know, I haven't.
A famous
either.
Children's television icon struggles to retain his sanity and his family falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
That actually is probably good.
Yeah.
Dark Crimes was in 2016. serious film.
Like I said, nothing that we know of that's recent.
The Bad Batch.
Wow. I mean, I've never heard of any of those.
Anchorman.
Anchorman. That was with Will Ferrell.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So Jim Carrey was in it too?
Yeah, that was 2013 already.
Yeah.
That's wild. How time flies.
I'm telling you. Really does. So, news here, big news. Eating fresh fruit lowers the risk of diabetes. I mean, did we not know that?
Here's the thing, though, is like, it's like the way diet culture works so much is like one person's like, eat fruit. It's all natural and healthy, but don't eat it at all because there's too much sugar and it's basically like eating candy.
Right.
And then they're like, eat lean meats, except don't eat lean meats because they're carcinogenic and will kill you early and give you cancer, but you will be lean. And then they're like, I don't know, eat chocolate because it has antioxidants and it's good for your heart, but also don't eat it at all because it'll give you diabetes and rot your teeth out of your head.
Exactly.
So the thing is, like, what people are missing most is that we just need to stop eating processed shit.
That's true.
If you eat fruit, it's not going to kill you. It doesn't matter if it has some sugar in it.
Exactly. It's just natural. It's natural. It's off the tree, you know?
Totally. Like, no one living off the land eating fruits and veggies looks bad.
Right. Or gets all these diseases.
Or gets all these diseases.
Right.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Just stop eating packaged shit. Stop eating 100 calorie Oreo packs and all those like snack pack garbage things. Stop eating sugar cereal. You know, moderation. If you want to have a pastry for breakfast every now and again, do that. If you want to have pancakes every now and again, do that. But on a daily basis, we should be eating whole foods.
Right. And a variety of it, you know?
Yeah.
But there's this keto diet. Have you heard of keto?
Of course.
And my brother and his family, I mean, his wife and now the kids are all on it, you know? And it's like you eat meat mostly. I mean, that's fine, but I don't see how they can not eat carbs or anything, you know? It's crazy. Yeah. And barely any vegetables, too, you know?
Yeah, your cholesterol.
Fruits got sugar in it. So it's only the meat and very few vegetables,
you
know?
It's like meat, cheese, and eggs.
And Brussels sprouts and shit like that, but not other stuff, you know?
Yeah, but you're like, your cholesterol is so messed up. Like, they've done tests on people who are eating keto, and their arteries, their blood flow is much slower. Their blood pressure is way higher because they have so much more fat, lipids in their blood that are making everything move slower.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not, and that's not sustainable. So as soon as you go off of it, you gain all the weight back.
Right. No, that's true. I mean, I don't know how long they're going to keep on living like that, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think his wife's been doing it for over a year.
Yeah.
And they look good. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I don't think I could live like that, you know.
No.
I mean, it's like, I mean, I like to eat, you know. I like different things, you know. I like salads.
Yeah.
You know.
It's all moderation.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you seen an Amazon Fresh store? Do they have one near you?
They have them in the area, yeah. Mm. I think they have one kind of not too far from here.
Yeah, Topanga Canyon. Well, it's not that close, but but I went there the other day.
How was it?
It was cool. It was very cool.
Don't they scan things as they go in your cart?
They do, but I didn't use that cart because I only went in for some vegetables and that. But apparently the cart even weighs your vegetables and the produce and stuff
when
you put it in there, you know?
Oh, my gosh. We're living in the future.
I know.
That's pretty crazy.
But with that cart, you don't have to stand in line. You know, just you have an Amazon Prime account, which they have a credit card on file. So you just scan. You don't even scan it. It knows. When you put it in the cart, it knows, you know.
That's wild.
I know.
I have to go.
It's freaking crazy. But the reason I brought it up is because they do have great produce. And they're not that expensive, you know. I mean,
no.
I didn't find it to be more expensive than Vons or Ralph's or any of those, you know.
No.
And they had, you know, all the main brands. It's not like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's where it's different brands than mainstream stores. But
I like that.
You know, they have, I mean, every once in a while, you know. But
yeah.
But I got my brands and I like that, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
That's how I feel. I have all my Whole Foods brands.
Yeah.
That's my spot. I don't care if everyone hates it now.
I know. I've never been.
But you've never been to Whole Foods?
I think once only. Never bought anything there.
It's a mecca.
Really?
Yeah. It's absolute. Like, when I walk into the produce section at Vons, I'm like, meh. When I walk in at even Pavilions, I'm like, meh. I walk in at Whole Foods and I'm like, like it's stunning. It's beautiful.
Really?
Everything is like if they have a batch of fruit or veggies that comes in that is like bruised or doesn't look right, they get rid of it. They send it right back. excuse me.
Bless you.
Other grocery stores, not coronavirus, I promise.
It's okay.
Every time I cough,
if you had it, I would have gotten it by now.
That's fair. Know? Yeah, it's amazing. And they have a gorgeous cheese section. Their cheese section is the most elegant. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Yeah, and their produce is just the best.
But it's probably more expensive, right?
No.
It's not organic and stuff?
It is, but I find it's like maybe 20 cents more. It's not a big deal. I spend the same on produce. I spend less on produce there because they always have deals. It's also an Amazon store, so if you have the Amazon thing, they you can scan it and get discounts. Mm. But I find that I actually spend less on produce at Whole Foods than I do at Vons.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, it's worth checking out, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a brand new one right around the corner, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know, really down the street here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right down the street, like you can walk there.
My sense of direction is terrible. Truly.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I ate a lot of salad, olive oil and shit like that, you know, so I hope I'm doing better. I don't know. I try not to eat, like you said, too much processed stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it usually will be dessert or something, you know, but not, you know, I mean, meats are pretty straightforward, vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah, I make a salad almost every day, you know, with a lot of stuff in it. So, I'm happy about that, you know.
I think the problem is most people are not really eating vegetables.
Yeah.
They're definitely not.
Right.
Yeah.
And also fast food, you know. I mean, I haven't touched fast food in so long.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, it's okay. But then I'm like, well, do I really want to eat the French fries right now? You know, maybe I'll have a salad instead. But, but you know, I only eat at home. I make my food at home. And
it's better that way.
Yeah, you know.
You have so much more control.
Yeah, you know. But sometimes it's just like, well, I need to have that greasy hamburger, you know.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, it's okay, I guess.
You can make that at home, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I do make stuff on the barbecue and stuff. In fact, in Amazon, I got a ribeye steak, and it was like marbleized like that, and it was the best, you know, where it has like little pieces of, like small lines of fat within the meat.
Yeah.
So then it's like juicy and stuff, you know, and I made it, and it was one of the best steaks I ever had, you know. And
I love that.
And it wasn't expensive either. So.
Yeah. If you would have had it at a restaurant, it would have been $30.
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
So So that's why I'm actually going to check out Amazon more often, you know.
Yeah. You can order so they deliver home, too.
Yeah.
It's nice and easy.
That probably gets expensive, though, right?
No.
I mean, because they have to shop for you and then just to deliver it to you.
It's free delivery.
Oh, it is?
And then it's a recommended $5 tip.
Oh. Maybe it's worth it, huh?
Yeah, I do Amazon Fresh all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't have to go.
You can also, you have the option of either doing Amazon Fresh or Whole Foods delivery.
Hmm.
It's pretty
good. They're both free?
Yeah.
Wow.
Over $30 or $35 is free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And how long after you buy do you get it?
So if I checked right now, there would probably be time slots for like, maybe like 2 to 4 p.m.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. It's like a 2-hour window they give you that they'll drop it off.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. You know, I'm tired of going shopping.
Yeah.
Actually, every once in a while it's okay, but
it's still nice to get out of the house sometimes.
Yeah, but to carry it to the car and from the car.
Oh, Yeah. Try become, living in New York.
I've become so lazy.
You got to carry it avenues and blocks.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then it's always wet, so the bottom of the bag gets wet, and then all the groceries fall out of the bottom of your bag, and then you're running around chasing your apples in the sidewalk that you don't even want anymore because they've touched the ground in New York.
I don't know how people can live like that, you know.
I don't know either.
It's unbelievable, man.
I know.
And people will swear by it, you know. They love New York.
They love it.
Yeah.
Garbage. Absolute garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I had to move from here where I would move to, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to figure it out, you
know. Somewhere nature-y.
Yeah, I know. Like Oregon or something. But it rains so fucking much there, man.
Yeah. That's the problem, is a lot of the really lush green places get a lot of rain.
Right. Yeah, that's how they get lush, right?
Other than that, I mean, you have beautiful LA. It just gets so dry that instead of rain, really we have fires.
It's really dry.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I don't see a lot of nature here because every time you go hiking, half of the city is there with you, you know? So it's hard to find places, you know? But, and also, I mean, there's a lot of desert stuff here. I mean, in order to get anywhere, you have to drive pretty far, you know. Mm. If you stay along the coast, it's okay. Like San Diego, okay, 3 hours, 4 hours, you know. But it used to be 2 hours, but not with the traffic
not
anymore.
Not with the traffic, yeah. No. I know. When I went to San Diego, the person I was meeting up there told me that it was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then I was in traffic. It took me like 4.5.
Yeah.
I was like...
Yesterday was crazy. I had to drive, pick up my daughter calls me. She's like, pick me up at the doctor. I said, okay. So I had to drive here. As I get close to the freeway, the traffic has just stopped. And I'm like, something's going on. I turn on the GPS, took me around. It took me around streets that I've never seen in my life, like over the hills here and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it would not take me close to Ventura Boulevard or to the freeway. And I thought, something's happened on the freeway, mm-hmm. clearly. So, and obviously without the GPS, you'd never know how to get anywhere.
No way.
But then you can see all the people that are using the same GPS as you because they're all taking the small streets. and they all can figure out where to go. So it took me half an hour, and then I found out later the reason was this man went crazy. I don't know. He stopped his car in the middle of the freeway, wouldn't get out of the car. So police arrived. They blocked all the traffic. The traffic was just standing there, 11:30 in the morning.
He just lost his mind?
Something like that, yeah. I don't think there was any shooting. Somebody told me he was shooting people. I don't think there was shooting there, but I think maybe the police overreacted a little bit. You know, I don't know. He refused to get out of the car. Okay, what's the big deal, you know? But,
honest.
When they close off the freeway, forget about it.
Yeah, man. It really screws people over.
You know,
that's
and
one
all
thing
the streets,
New Yorkers wouldn't have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't have that, huh?
No, like they...
But they have traffic.
We have it, but like when somebody jumps in front of a train and kills themselves and it delays the train, no one's upset about that in New York. Everyone's like, oh man, I have a meeting in a half an hour. What am I supposed to do? You know, like nobody cares.
I know. And they do push people to the tracks, right?
They push people. People jump. Yeah.
Fuck.
Whatever.
How do people do that? I have no idea.
Because they're in their way, probably.
But people that jump, you know, I mean, that's a sure death right there, you know?
Yeah, that's not how I want to go.
No. Definitely not.
No.
Is there a way you do want to go?
It's certainly not my, like, body on, like, the New York City subway tracks.
Right. Well, they had to scrape you off the fucking tracks.
No, I don't want to contaminate my body like that. So contaminated.
So you wouldn't want cremation, huh?
No, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's not the Jewish thing to do.
Yeah.
But
why do you care? I mean...
I just don't want... things eating my body.
Nothing's gonna eat your body. You're inside a box, you know.
Things eat your body.
I don't know.
They do. Are you kidding? Those boxes are for show. Especially like the traditional Jewish caskets. It's like just wood.
Right.
None of the fancy stuff. But most of the time what happens is on the fresh tombs especially, or the fresh burials, when it rains... the whole thing fills with water and it slowly decays the box, and you turn pretty much into maggots.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so yeah. I want to be cremated and then I want my remains put into one of those tree pods. So that I can be a tree.
But you know that Jewish people that get buried here in boxes, that's like with the Reform Jews. Like in Israel, for example, there's no box. They just wrap you up in a sheet or something and put you into the
ground.
Then
you're definitely getting eaten by bugs really quickly. Right.
But that's, I suppose, what the Bible says. You're going to go back. You came from dust. You're going to go back to dust, whatever.
Just make me dust.
Yeah.
I don't want to slowly become dust.
But who cares? You're dead, you know?
No. Don't they bury them standing up in Israel?
No.
Really?
Not that I know of.
That's what we were always taught.
Really?
Is that people are buried standing up because there's not enough space.
No, I never heard of that. Maybe, but no. Not that I know of, that I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I want to look that up.
Look it up. Let us know next time.
Okay.
All right, Jen, this is it for today. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. The show is now at 10, as you noticed.
Yeah, 10, just in 3, case 11. You tuned in at 9.
Right. Well, they would have heard a replay, but we're here at 10 o'clock every day. So please join us again, and we'll see you. Well, actually, Fridays we're going to take off. So 4 times a week, Monday through Thursday. Which means we're going to see everybody on Monday, right?
So not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to take a couple of days off. You know?
Okay.
Because I have to work Sunday, so I figured I want...
What's on Sunday?
No, I have work, you know, so...
Gotcha.
So, but I wanted a couple of days off, so I figured Friday, you know, I don't schedule any shows there, and we'll take it off too, so...
Great.
All right?
See you Monday.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.